Chapter 86. Fighting in these damn robes was going to be a chore, but Vi was glad she hadn't worn her scandalous wet boy grays. Well, she'd worn them, but under the robes. Going into battle without her grays would be like going into battle with her hair unbound. A blond man, wider than he was tall, brought his horse into the line next to her. A mage, she could tell.
"Fe'irkusat," he said. "You, Vi?"
She nodded. They were positioned 10 ranks back, behind pikemen and shield-bearers who were guarding the bridge in front of the dam. From their elevated position, they could see the whole valley. A flag went up among Garawashi's men down in the market. The third time it waved, the Siorans began marching toward the river. Lantano Garawashi himself rode beside the front lines, and when he drew his sword, it glowed in the low light. A cheer went up. Vi squinted at the sword. There was something wrong with it.
"What's wrong?"
Fi'ir asked. "The glow. Did you make that?"
"What? You can see that from here?"
"It looks just like you. Like your work, I mean. I don't know." The Highlanders who made up the center of the Caladoran lines were slow to react. They did nothing until half of Garawashi's 5,000 had made the opposite bank.
"What are they doing?"
Fi'ir asked.
"The Caladorans don't shoot any arrows."
Then the Highlanders began trotting forward. Garawashi's flag dropped when the Highlanders were 30 paces away, and a shrill, keening shriek sounded from every Sioran throat. Shrieking, they charged. To a man, the Sa-Siorai ran with their longswords trailing behind them, the other hand extended forward. Charge was too inelegant a term. Then the lines crashed together. The average Highlander was taller and thicker than the average Sa-Siorai, but as the clash of arms and rattle of armor resounded to where Vi watched, it was Highlanders who fell 10-1. The Sa-Siorai whipped their swords under and up, or over and down, or feinted and threw their shoulders into the Highlanders instead.
"Best solo fighters in the world," Fi'ir said. "There are twice as many Highlanders out there, and look!"
Within minutes, the rest of the Sa-Siorai had made the crossing. As Fi'ir had said, both sides fought man to man, breaking into 1,000 duels, though neither side was above hamstringing an enemy whose back was turned. Despite the bulkiness that made the Sa-Siorai's lacquer armor look heavy, the men danced. Lantano Garawashi presided over it all, dealing death every time Highlanders pushed through the lines to get to him, but mostly watching. The air around him winked and sparkled, and Vi figured those were arrows, or magic, the Caladorans were shooting at him. A terrified-looking Magus sat on a horse directly behind Garawashi, making constant gestures as he protected the war leader. Vi saw the effect of the Meisters before she could see the Meisters themselves. The Sa-Siorai line seemed to ripple back as if all of them had been struck at once. Then she saw green fireballs arcing over the Highlanders to splatter among the Sa-Siorai, the flame turning blue where it hit flesh, and sizzling, black smoke rising from 100 bodies on fire. In that instant, the Sa-Siorai advance faltered. Lantano Garawashi waved his hand forward frantically, and his standard-bearer was waving a flag furiously, but his men sank back. 12 green fireballs splattered against Garawashi's shields, and they nearly collapsed. He sawed his horse's head back toward the river and joined his men's retreat, waving his hands and cursing them all the way. A cry went up from the Highlanders, and they surged forward. They'd routed the Siurans. But from the rear, where the Caladorans couldn't see, it looked all wrong. While those in the front made big, panicky gestures, none threw down their weapons as they fled. The Sa-Seer-Eye closest to the river sheathed their blades and calmly carried the wounded between them in twos. Lantano Garawashi's frenzied waving, the whipping flag. It hadn't been the same flag he'd used for the advance, had it? It was all a setup.
"Paley's coming!"
someone shouted. Across the bridge, in front of Vi, hundreds of Caladoran soldiers were running to their places. Their archers loosed a flight of arrows. Fi'ir threw his hands up, and a shimmering, transparent blue sheet of magic unrolled above the Cenarians, covering those at the foot of the bridge. The first arrows hit the shield and, to Vi's surprise, didn't burst into flame. Rather, they hit the shield like it was a pincushion, poked through it, and, robbed of all speed, simply dropped the last 5 feet onto the Cenarians.
"Archers, shoot from outside the umbrella!"
Fi'ir shouted, but not before several of them had loosed shots into it. The outgoing arrows stabbed through the umbrella, flew half a dozen feet, then came to rest back on top of the umbrella again, lacking even the energy to make it back to the ground.
"Meisters!"
someone screamed. Before Vi found the dark figure across the bridge, something blasted her from her saddle. She met the rocky ground with far less speed than she had any right to expect.
"Make that Werdmeisters," Fi'ir said, helping her up. "The bastards!"
"You saved me," Vi said, noticing the unfamiliar shield around her as she stood.
"You owe me. Now do something, I'm tapped out."
A dozen green fireballs of various sizes arced across the bridge. Vi fumbled for her talent, but her ears were still ringing. She was too slow. Nonetheless, every one of the Caladoran's falling fireballs was lifted like an arrow catching a sudden updraft, then curved in the air and smashed back into the Caladoran lines. A woman whooped, and Vi recognized Sister Roga's voice. Vi's battle magi had practiced that weave for 4 days straight, but seeing it actually work took Vi's breath away. Vi couldn't find her horse, though she had no idea how it could have gone anywhere through the massed ranks of pikemen, archers, and shield-bearers who were holding the foot of Black Bridge. She pushed her way to the front. The men maintaining the shield wall at the front line looked at her. Their shields were studded with dozens of arrows each. The Caladoran archers had figured out that if they shot at a low enough trajectory, they could find targets here.
"How much cover you want, sister?"
a skinny officer at least 20 years her senior asked. The first row of soldiers were on one knee, their shields covering them completely. The second row held their shields at an angle, and a third held theirs overhead, despite the umbrella. They were packed as tightly as possible.
"You rest," Vi told a man in the second row. She pushed her way into place and poked her head through the shields.
She found the Werdmeisters by the swirling black veer shield spinning in front of him. A moment later, half a dozen darts of mage fire plunged into his shield, magic breaking and splitting and sizzling in chunks on the bridge at his feet. But the Werdmeister barely seemed to notice. He was looking down the river toward the ford at the Great Market. The Caladoran Highlanders had pursued the Sa-Seer-Eye across the river, and thousands had now gained the Cenarian side. Vi's heart jumped into her throat. A blue fire streaked into the sky over the Great Market. To Vi's right, a magus struggled out onto the narrow stone walkway that ran across the face of the dam.
because the waters poured over the top of the dam rather than through its centuries-closed sluices. The Magus made his way through a deluge as water poured from 50 feet overhead. He held the handrail and climbed forward, hand over hand, struggling to keep his feet anchored to the stone. At the center of the walkway were two enormous pulleys, the chains wrapped around them still pristine. The chains themselves disappeared into the face of the dam, where they would open the sluice gates. The Magus threw thick blue ropes of magic at each of the pulleys, straining. He had barely started when half a dozen Verdmeisters who'd been hiding in the Caladoran ranks burst forward. Fire, hammers of air, gales and missiles engulfed the lone Magus from every direction. The Magus's shields held until a gleaming white homunculus winged its way to him. The Magus screamed as the air ripped open and a pitworm struck. The worm's jaws crunched through shield and man and one of the huge pulleys. Then it pulled back into whatever hell it had come from and disappeared. A moment later, half a dozen green fire missiles ripped into the other pulley, cracking it and snapping the chains. Only as they destroyed the second pulley did Vi realize that she'd just seen Garawashi's trap defanged. Garawashi had feigned the rout to draw the Caladorans into the river where he meant to drown them. But the Caladorans had known. Why else would they have concealed the presence of 6 Verdmeisters? Now Garawashi had just had his trap turned back on himself.
"Fear!"
Vi shouted. She turned and was surprised to see he was right behind her, the dread in his eyes telling her he understood. "Can you protect me?" His eyes flicked to the Verdmeisters, who to Vi's eyes looked all the same.
3 seconds, 2/3, and a 6th shura, shit. Maybe?
One of the younger Verdmeisters laughed, turning his head over his shoulder to say something. Vi lashed out, grabbed the hem of his robe, and yanked. If Vi had thought about it, she wouldn't have tried. She couldn't reach that far, she never had. The man was halfway down the gorge before he screamed. Fi'ir's eyes were huge.
"Nice grab!"
"This was the stupidest thing I've ever done," Vi said.
With her talent, she pushed men aside right and left. The dam's walkway was a good 30 feet out and 20 down. She ripped off her robes.
"Distract them! Now!" she shouted.
The battle mage complied, flinging dozens of fireballs. Vi ran through the space she'd cleared, a few quick steps taking her to a full sprint. She leaped into the void, barely remembering to shield herself. The jump was perfect. She landed with both feet on the middle of the walkway, splashing water every direction. Then her momentum carried her into the wall of the dam. Her shield helped. It was still a 20-foot fall. Vi crunched into the wall and then rebounded. She clawed blindly and felt stone under her fingertips for a brief instant. Then she was flying into space.
"Stupid, Vi, stupid!"
She imagined she could hear Nisos laughing. She hadn't thought of the god of potent liquids in months. And here she was, killed by water. She tensed for impact, but it never came. Vi opened her eyes and couldn't see anything through the torrent. Then she was clear of it. She saw a thick rope of talent knotted around her and extending all the way back to Sister Ariel, who was grimacing with the effort. In another moment, Vi was next to one of the chains. She grabbed it, and Sister Ariel released her. Vi was instantly swept off her feet and spun by the forces of the water, but with effort, she regained her feet. Above her, she saw the Verdmeisters, There were only three now, throwing fiery death toward her, but nothing came even close. On the Cenarian shore, 200 women glowed like torches with talent. Her sisters. They were protecting her, and nothing could stop them. Vi's heart swelled to bursting. These women would die for her. For the first time in her life, she belonged. She was crying and laughing even as she found the other chain. She stood with one chain in each hand, each link as long as her forearm. She heaved, but without the pulleys, it was just too heavy. She moved back a step, out of the dam's shadow, into the sun. It wasn't quite noon. She felt sunlight drenching her skin, and she opened herself to it, opened herself until it burned, until it filled every pore with heat. Then she heaved again. At first, nothing moved, and then she felt as if deep within, the dam mechanisms were threatening to give way, protesting deep in their iron throats, and finally, turning. Her talent extended beyond her arms, gripping the chains like half a dozen hands, grabbing, pulling, and grabbing again. Hissing filled her ears, and she opened her eyes. Something was glowing, blindingly bright. It was her. She was luminous. Vi glowed like the seraph herself. Steam rose in great, hissing billows where the water washed over her limbs. The sluice gates cracked open, three on the left and three on the right. Vi pulled, feeling her strength waning. She had to finish. She pulled one more time and felt the gates lock, open. The water pouring over the top of the dam onto her slowed, stopped. She could see again. The six open gates below her jetted water into the valley with incredible force. The water blasted into the thousands of Highlanders crossing into the great market. Men clambered for higher ground, stampeding toward shore, crushing their fellows underfoot. Only Garawashi's men were unfazed by the flood. Whether or not they had seen how near their trap had come to collapsing, the Sasirai were ready for it to work. Through all the high ground surrounding the great market, they closed ranks and shut down choke points expertly. Then they surged back, pushing Caladorans to a watery death. In places, men clawed their way over the Sasirai's shields, but they were quickly cut down. Vi became aware that everyone on the bridge was staring at her. They were all shouting, cheering. She was still holding the chains. They were suddenly unbearably heavy. She dropped them and staggered. Hands grabbed her, steadied her. A dozen sisters had ventured out into the slick walkway to come to her. Sisters. My sisters. Vi started crying, and no one looked at her like she was stupid.